Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed Harrington is here, too. Ed's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 3 years he's been hanging out with us. CEO of Ideas to Go, and he spent a lifetime almost in corporate America, and now he's out on his own working with doing his own thing, and he's the co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, CEO of Ideas to Go, and he's one of our creative guys, and we're glad he's part of our world. Ed, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, Ed, you're a creative guy. You help people find their creative juices, their instincts, their perspectives on pushing the envelope and thinking outside the box. What's been your observation of how that's working out with this coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic hanging over our heads?
Well, I can't speak for the world. Everyone sees that, but I can speak for the business we're in, and it's actually worked out pretty well, ironically.
Explain.
I think about, the phrase, good old phrase, when the going gets tough.
Uh-huh.
Well, in this case, the tough get creative.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like about it is it forces people to change their perspective on things and to change their environments and rethink how you do things. And that's what's happening. You know, we're seeing now that luckily we were using Zoom before Zoom was known that
right.
well.
Right.
Because a lot of our clients were asking us already years ago, a couple of years ago, don't make us fly in and go to this meeting place mm-hmm. and that meeting place. Hey, we can do this from home or the office. And so we started doing that. So we were all set. We had greased the skids for getting this done. And now what does that mean? Well, you have to reinvent what you're doing it. If you're doing it online in Zoom, you have to figure out it's a different environment. How do you handle it? How do you keep people interested? The great news is we have clients who come from all over the world and all over the country. Well, the good old coronavirus said, no, you don't, not unless you want to put them in danger. So this meant even more of our clients, all of our clients,
right.
went to the Zoom model. Fabulous.
Well, you're exactly right, because there's so many things that people are doing now where they look smart doing it. If they'd done it a year ago, people would have said, well, that's weird. Why are you being so weird about that? We've been doing this way for 40 years. Why are you trying to change? You know, you're trying to get – they would have looked out of step or, you know, until they pulled it off, then they would have looked smart again. But the thing that the coronavirus has done is it accelerated things that were going to happen anyway, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And by the way, I love weird, so don't worry about that. That's part
well, that's
of
the reason
business.
That's the reason we like you on the show so much. And folks, let's make sure that everyone understands. Ed and I are not saying that we're glad the coronavirus hit. We're just saying we're talking about making lemonade, aren't we? We're making omelets here, aren't we?
Correct. And we're seeing what the opportunities are, and we're responding to the new environment.
Yeah.
Because that's what survival is about.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure. So the other thing this brings along is my favorite mother. Well, my favorite, of course, is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another one called necessity.
Right.
And that's the mother of invention. And when it's necessary, you really have to start looking at things and saying, how do you adjust to it?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to adapt to work in this environment? And I'll say beforehand, 70% of my employees did not work out of the office.
Hmm.
So we were already in this virtual world, and we've learned some of the techniques. It's harder to keep people's attention on Zoom because you don't have the face-to-face. On the other hand, it's easier to keep an eye on what they're doing because you got everybody's picture, live video showing up on the screen, and you know who's paying attention and you know who's not paying attention.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was a remote worker for Xerox in the 70s.
Well, they made you do that, didn't they, Jim?
Well, that's of course, so people have been social distancing for me my whole life, that's for sure. But, no, I mean, I plowed the North 40 for Xerox for 6 years, and I only saw my boss twice a month, maybe.
And well, if I were your boss, I'd limit it to once. But,
he liked it because I kept sending him contracts. That's what he liked. He didn't need to see me. He just keep sending the contracts. But you know what I mean? I mean, the people have been doing this for a long time. Back in those days, though, it was kind of I was the funny duck. You know, I was the weird duck more than I am now.
Yeah.
And so anyway, now we have the technology that makes it it can be ubiquitous, right? Working from remote,
absolutely,
it can be ubiquitous. Go ahead.
And being in a small business, you know, there's 20 employees. You can't muck around in a small business because people know your business, who's doing what. Mm-hmm. So we never worried about, hey, will everybody be slacking off because they're at home? They do. We'll know in about an hour if they're doing it. So there's no issue with, hey, if I'm not standing over your desk and watching what you're doing. We measure by performance, not existence.
And the performance is in front of you. I mean, back in the day, back when I was talking about, you could go 4 or 5 days and ghost on them. You know, if you tried, if you didn't have a family to feed, you could ghost and the boss wouldn't know it for a while. But now that's not the case. The proof is in the email.
No, you can neither run nor hide.
The proof is attached in the email or on the Slack. So what are some other things? I got about a minute. What are some other things you've learned about being creative in the Corona age?
Well, a couple of things. One is because people used to fly in and come to meeting rooms and sit together, you're getting 15, 20 people together. Inevitably, you lost a certain number. There was always attrition. That doesn't happen now. People are able to come to you from wherever they are. So travel is no longer an issue. The other thing is we can break up our sessions more. So if everybody flies in from around the world or around the country, you got 3 days of work, boom, boom, boom. You push through. Well, now it's very easy to say, hey, on Tuesday we're going to do session one, on Wednesday session two, and on Thursday session three. So it's much easier on both, frankly,
and look at the financial efficiencies. Sorry, airline. Sorry, hospitality. Sorry, car rental. Hertz just took bankruptcy. You know, now, unfortunately for those guys. But look at the efficiency of not having to travel, the wear and tear on the body, all of that. So many advantages. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something, another thing that affected his company, its company, during the coronavirus. Paycheck Protection Program. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.